Talking today with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And Mike, as we hit the month of September now, here we are. This is normally the start of our planting window. And, of course, it goes all the way out to, you know, November 1 or thereabouts, depending on what you're wanting to do with the crop. For folks that have received moisture and want to plant early, there may be some opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I think for the folks that have received moisture, they're sitting there and weighing those options, especially in dual-purpose wheat situations where they might be looking at running cattle. Certainly, many parts of the state have received rain. I think there are producers out there that are still hoping maybe that they will continue to maybe receive rain this weekend and then going on through the week next week, which will maybe help them in their management decisions. You know, the last week and a half has kind of changed the landscape, though, just from what we've seen throughout the summer. I mean, grasses and pastures have kind of gone by the wayside. The higher temperature days have depleted some of the soil moisture. So I think producers are still being cautious, even though we've received rains this summer, that we by no means are out of this drought. And so I think that, you know, they're weighing those options as to what maybe they're going to do for this coming year.
When we start thinking about, obviously, the earlier we plant, the more you're kind of skewing toward a more possible set of grazing conditions. A little later, after, say, the 1st of October, that's when you really start getting serious about grain production, right?
Yeah, and I think producers, you know, are going to be weighing those options, certainly. We certainly are hopeful that we do not repeat a year like we've had this past year. You know, many producers, I think, are still going to kind of wait and see. You know, last year we had timely rains to put the crop out, and we thought that we were going to have a good year, and then we got the crop out and up, and then it didn't rain until harvest time. And so, you know, I think it's really hard to predict, you know, what this coming year is going to be like. Mm-hmm. But we are hopeful that it'll be nothing like the past year.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we've got going right now. One of those interesting fall activities that Wheat Commission's been kind of joined with the governor on for the last several years. Several, of course, of our commodity groups within agriculture have done, but you know, participate with September Fest. But Wheat Commission's been there really almost since the beginning.
Since the beginning, and September 6th, we will be on the governor's mansion. The gates open at 10 a.m. that morning, and it does have a venue with all the different agricultural commodities that are represented throughout the state of Oklahoma. And it's really just an educational opportunity and tool for us to educate the public about the things that we are doing in agriculture here in Oklahoma City. And we challenge people that maybe even outside Oklahoma City to come in and be there that day for us to see all the things that we are teaching about agriculture, not only from just the wheat industry, but all agricultural commodities.
And, you know, obviously it's a good opportunity to showcase the wheat samples. In other words, the bread that you all bake and all of that. It's a good opportunity to then engage some conversation with people who are not necessarily connected straight back to the farm.
No doubt. I think at times in the media, sometimes the information that is presented, no doubt, is certainly not a realistic view of agriculture production. And so we feel like this is a wonderful opportunity for us to go out there and actually engage with the public and show them the things that we are working on from the field to the industry floor, through the milling, baking components. And a lot of the other industries are also working on that, showing how their product goes through the value chain before it then enters the supermarket shelf.
When it comes to one of the other projects that Wheat Commission's invested in quite a bit over the last several years, your Wheat Youth Show, the opportunity for young 4-H FFA members to grow a crop, harvest, actually enter samples. Of course, this last year was not the best year as far as production is concerned, with about a half a crop. But you got several samples for the wheat show this year, didn't you?
Well, we had seen the numbers decline both on the 4-H and FFA side, and so we've really been working to promote the state junior wheat show. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for students to get involved with, because we give over $16,000 of scholarships away each year to the top five winning students in each category on the 4-H and FFA side. And We have been promoting it. We've been working with in-service days with both 4-H and FFA and trying to get instructors involved too as well. We do want to take this opportunity to make everyone aware as planning time begins, and since the students have to have their plots allocated, that this would be a wonderful time to make their seed selections for the coming year, because there are 3 points guaranteed for certified and registered seed tags. So if a student is going to take this opportunity and become involved in the state 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show, then they would need to maybe get with a seed producer and determine what kind of seeds that they want to use. And I also challenge them to go to the World of Wheat blog at wheat.okstate.edu. They might look at the variety trial information from throughout the state this past year. That might also help them determine their seed that they're going to pick for their plots this coming year based off of the results that we've had this past year.
I know that normally the tradition has been we normally have the winners announced late August. Backed up a little bit this year because of some of the changes that you've made already.
We did make some changes to the competition. In the past, a lot of it has been based on the visual production aspect or component of the samples. We decided that we wanted to focus more on the milling and baking components too as well, so it's been averaged out across the board in all the categories. And so we feel like it's going to make the competition more fair for everyone that's involved. And because of that, because the milling and baking component now is going to take much more time to get those samples and the results with their allocations back, we are going to have to back that up to November 4th.